Shirpehe and Shabbos continued. Chof Chassivan Hei Tov Shalom Zayin, June 14th, 2 Shirpei Vav and Shabbos, Hei Tov Shalom and Zayin, June 16, 1977, on Thursday.
Oh, they smell the top of because that doesn't give any heat. So even without gold kotlum, it is considered as if it is gold kotlum. We get a severity, so that gives heat. Well, you can actually eat it. Oh, you actually eat it as a hita. So even the gebes and beitzi, so then there is aloche loyitin achi. Now the Gemara has an abaye. What does loyitin mean? Whether loyitin means loyazir or loyitin means loyishes. In other words, what the Mishnah calls with Rabbonon, with Hananya, or the Mishnah calls with Rabbonon. So achi yitin be achi yitin is a yitin. Now, Rashi says, "Achi yidrei magecholim." So, from Rashi, it's mashma that gold means that the gecholim are removed away completely. This is how the Rishonim assume in Rashi. The Baal Moya says that gold does not mean moved away completely, but if it is misulek litzad echot, so it's considered gold, even though it's not removed. Now, and the Ram and the Reef, so he says he equates Rashi's pshat of gold in the sense of removing the Geholim completely with Rashi's shite that the Iser of Shie and a kiro that is not gold is based upon the Issa of Atmon. So since it's based upon the Issa of Atmon, because because Gecholim is Mizip Hevel. So only when you remove the Gecholim completely, then it's not Mizip Hevel. But if you are Misalik, if you are just Misalik, the Gecholim to one side, and you don't remove it from the Kiro completely, so it's still Mizip Hevel. So it should be Oseh, Mone Pshachim, it's Oseh on the basis of that money. So even if it is gold, it should be Oseh. But if he removes the Gecholim completely, so then it's not in Mizip Hevel. Now the question is, so what the Mishnah mentions two things, Gol Veikotu. So Rashi holds that when you put the ashes on top of all the Gecholim, and not just on the major portion of the Gecholim, but on all the Gecholim, so then it's not Mizip Hevel either. But the according to Baal Moyer, so the purpose of, you see, so according to Rashi, as the Ran points out, so the purpose of Gol Veikotu means to eliminate the Mizip Hevel. But according to Baal Moyer and most Rishonim, the purpose of Gol Veikotu is not to eliminate Mizip Hevel. Because as far as Atmoni is concerned, so there is no Yisra Atmoni anyway. Because when is the Chayach Atmoni? When it touches the thing in which it is tomb. Mashenke in the Tesa says, at the beginning of Ametemi, so Tesa says the Kashi, how can we be Shayen Itanu? So it's also Mutmon. Bishwayim on top of the Kiro, right? But inside the Kiro. So then it's tomb. So it's covered from all sides. So it should involve an Isaiah of Atmoneh, and after all, Eish is certainly, Geholim is certainly Mizip Hevel. So Tesis gives a teres, that Mumches Omedalet, that when is there an Isaiah of Atmoneh, only when there is contact, there is Negiye, between the Gdeire and the thing in which he is Matmi. Mashainkin here, when he puts a Deire inside the Kiro, so there is Avia between the Deifel HaKiro and the Deire, so there is no Yisra Atmoni. So in other words, according to the other Rishonim, there is no Shaila of Atmoni altogether, even though it's Mizip Hevel. But when it's not going to be Kotum, so then it is also because of his special Zeire. Zeire Shem Yechate. Mashain came if it's Gogu, Bikotum, so there is no Gzeira Shem Yechate. So the purpose, according to most Hashemi, the purpose of Gogu Bikotum is as a heck. Not in to eliminate the Mizip Hevel, but in order that there should be a heck. And this is the reason as to why we are made to put the blech on the kiln. What's the purpose of the blech? Because the blech wouldn't eliminate the Mizip Hevel. The blech might reduce the Hevel, but it would not negate the Mizip Hevel. The Mitzias is, we see that even if you put the blech, it's still Mizip Hevel, the fire. It's still Mizip Hevel. So, but if the purpose of Dovo Vikoto is only as a heker, so mele it will not, so we're not afraid lest he'll forget and be mechatel Gecholim, so the blech is also a heker. And this is, in other words, so the blech is mamish like, that's a maril. I mean, that the blech is all right, is a maril. So because a blech is like, it's like kotum. What does kotum mean? Kotum means you cover up all the gecholim, you don't remove the gecholim altogether. It's the same fire, but you put ashes. So the melee, it serves as a heker. So in blech, also it covers up the fire, so it serves as a heker. Of course, when can it be a heker if it reduces the heat? But the blech too reduces the heat, any baby. The heat on a stove that is not covered with the blech, or a heat on the stove that is covered with the blech, or the asbestos, whatever it is, so it does reduce the heat. But if we say that the purpose of Gol Veikotu is to eliminate the Mizip Hevel, so a blech, while it reduces the heat, but it certainly does not eliminate the mitzvah. So sheni mamasik Rashi, because they hold that even go be kotum, even kotum. All right, go. So according to Rashi, so it means you remove the cholim altogether. So then it eliminates the mitzvah. But kotum, you put ashes. Even if you put ashes on all the cholim, you don't leave a single coal uncovered with ashes, but you still, so their timing against Rashi is that you still don't eliminate the mitzvah. But Rashi apparently holds that he does eliminate the hevel into substantial. Mashiach gave you when you cover it with glare. So Rashi couldn't say that you eliminate the mason pedal. It just reduces it. Alright. So Begefis of Eitzim lo yitein achihigri. Or achihigri is a yitin. Bishama yemri, even if he was there in the gate. So he's chamim avaloi tapshi. So he can only put chamim, water. But tapshiel, not. Why? What's the difference? Now let's see Rashi. Achihigri by the chorim, she can make it better. Vitaimu parishne b'fer kamer d'liyo shemo yechatin b'chol. So the Mishnah in Mamasika, Achim Kamlach, takes this right here. Lehitir Hashemitrei, Pirek Bekuntras Mishnah takes the Sefer, Ve'imir Alomi, Da'afilu Kufo, Ktubo in Sefer Sefer, Yeisa Mitamu Dvori Mashmini Bubametim. Ve'ei, that's one kash. Alright, so we have to say in regard to that kash, that Rashi holds, that Gorob Kotum is not considered Meisi Fadal. That's certainly Rashi Shi. Vehei, but then the main kash that Rashi Meski gets Rashi is, the Hanani Shomer Lahashi is, after Shein of Lufa, the Lusful Meisi Fadal, El Dafke Bahat Moni, Abu Lahashi Shore. So how can we say that the reason is why? Baki Rashi Gorob Kotum. So, it's also to be mashed on account of the Gizel of Admoni, even though she makes it better. So, but Hanani is Mati, she, as long as it's a Gia, the Machel Ben Rosoi. What does Machel Ben Rosoi mean? Machel Ben Rosoi means partial vision. So, there's a Machel Ekes. One sheet in the Shein is heavy vision. And one sheet in the Shein is Shlish vision. Shlish bishul, and machleik es Rashi and Rambam, whether machleik es Rashi means shlish bishul, or hev bishul, or hev bishul. So, according to Hananya, so if it's a gear of machleik es Rashi, so then, if it's a gear of machleik es Rashi, so then, it is mutal hashi. It is mutal hashi. So, but the question is, if it's, even though it's not going to be cut off, then it certainly makes it better. So obviously, the aloche of the Yisrael of Hatmon and Meis Bevel is only shayach in the case where there is contact. And in case of Shia, where there is no contact, there is Avir that is mapsik between the Gdeiro and the date they Akiro, even if he puts it inside. So then there is no Yisrael of Hatmon. So that's the kashi against kashi. Though the Chananya Shom Lahashi is after Shem and Kufa, the Lost for Mitzvah Tevel on the Dafke Bat Moni, Avo Lahashi is Shom, because that's not at Moni. Uch Shem and Kufa, Asper Abono, the Chananya Mishum Yu Morose Lachtu. Alright, most the Shem Machil Ikan Rashi. Now, there is another kashi that the Shem Me'esk against Rashi. Another kashi. Besides the kashi, how can the Yisrael of Shia be based upon, how can the Yisrael of Shia emanate from the Yisrael of Atmone? So we see, according to Hananya, so Shia is Mutar, Veinikotu, as long as it's Igiya al Machu Ben Rosoi, that's one kash. But then they ask another kash. Now, we have two Yisurim of Atmone. Both Yisurim of Atmone are Midrabon. Midrais Atmone is Mita. Even Midrash HaMeitz Yifetel. And even on Shabbos itself. But Midrabon on Atmone is also. But Rabon enacted two Takonis. One Yisur of Atmone is on Shabbos itself, even if it's not Meitz Yifetel. minor heaven. Minor heaven. Let's say a thermos battle. A thermos battle is not in heaven, because to the thermos battle it will not, there will not be any additional heat. It only can do, if it does, preserve the heat. Preserve the heat. But it's not raising that now. But on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be matnim even in the Dovah Shemayim Deva. Let's say to take water from the tikkun and pour it and fill up a thermos bottle, on Shabbos itself you're not allowed. If you filled up the thermos bottle every Shabbos, and then you used up some, you took it less from the thermos bottle and you left over so you can pour back, because that's not the initial hatmona. So it's mutar. In other words, if you filled up the thermos bottle Friday, and then on Shabbos you poured in the whole glass and you feel that you can't drink the whole glass, so you want to pour back what remained in the glass, you are allowed, because that's not the initial hatmona. But the initial hatmona and Shabbos is also bidobar ma'amidah. But erev Shabbos bidobar ma'amidah is buta. Dobar ma'isifevel, that's also in erev Shabbos. That's also in erev Shabbos. So, in other words, two separate zeres. So there are two yosois in the Gemara at the end of Bama Madriki. So according to Rashi's Gilse, the Rosh Gilse, So they say the Yisr Hatmona of Bidobo Shemayim Hevel is based upon the Xele Shemo. So is based upon the Xele of how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Niblimao that from Dalet Omud. Omud the Aleph, at the end. Nidimao, when they be Dovoshe, it's a devil, which Hasheiko, Dovar Mayidevel, it's on Yosef, which Hasheiko, Zero Shemiatia, Omud Abayo, Nashmosh is Nam, it's there. Omale, Stam Dinas, it's a Roma Hobe, Nidimao, when they be Dovo, Hamasi Devel, there's the other thing. But people be ye, Zero Shemo, Yatin the Remets, Sheyesh Bogach, אומר לה, ביי ביאטמי, גזירו, שמו יחטא ביחוד. שמו יחטא ביחוד. Now, so according to Rashi's Gyose, our Gyose, so the Zeyr, the Yisra, of Dov Ramayim Dehebel, of Dov Ramayim Dehebel, so is because Shemo Yatiach. Is Shemo Yatiach. And the Gzeyre, and the Gzeire of the Dov Ramayim Dehebel is because Gzeire Oshem Yatmin Beremetz. Gzeire Oshem Yatmin Beremetz. Now, according to the Rachs Gilse and the Ritz Gilse, it's just the other way around. So, the Dov Ramayim Dehebel, so it's Gzeire Oshem Yatmin Beremetz. Mishum Gzeire Oshem Yatmin Beremetz. And Dovo Hamayim and Dovo Hameisi Fevel, so the Chachomim answered because of Exeira Shem Yachat Lichor. So the question is raised. So Rashi, according to Rashi, Gilsa said, Bishlami Rashi Heli Gilsa of the Rach, the Dovo Hameisi Fevel, so the Chachomim answered. Because of the Xero Shem Yechat and Yecholim. So then he could say that Shia is also Osea. Now Shia is Osea, definitely Osea, because of Shemo Yechat and Yecholim. Shemo Yechat and Yecholim. So, and according to Rav's Yose, so Dov Ramayim Dehebel is on the Chachomim Asa directly because of Shemo Yechat and Yecholim. Masha'im ke what Rashi's Yose is that the Dovo Ramayim Dehebel Chachom Masert Zeiro Mishum Shemo Yatmin Beremetz, and she is also because of Yechadim Yecholim. So how could one be equated to the other? But that doesn't present any difficulty, because Because even though, according to Rashi's views, so Hakmone Bilavam Reitzi Peber Lechachomim Maser, Mishum Zeiro Shem Yatmi Beremetz, but Yatmi Beremetz itself shouldn't be Oseya. So Gimore, what's wrong with being Matmi Beremetz Erev Shabbos? Now, the Iser of Amazi Peber is an Ibn Bidei, so Gimore is the Abayas Biyatmi. So then, so in other words, so here there are two Zeiros. And sometimes in Shabbos, so we have two Zeiros. It's Kule Chodik Zeiros. So why is it Oseya to be Matmi Beremetz Bidei? Because of Shemini Chatmi Cholim. So that means that indirectly, the Iser of Atmone is based on Chitmi Cholim, not directly. So that first, there are two steps. First, the Chachomim Maser, a Yatmi Beremetz, because of Chitmi Cholim, and then the Aser, another Zere, the Atmone, the Dovah Ameitzi Beber, because of Zere Shem Yatmi Beremetz. So that means it all traces back to exeva shemichat b'cholim. So mimele, Rashi can equate the isa shiye with the isa matan. Alright, now. So mishama yemim chamim avolo itapshi. Ubisil leimim chamim itapshi. Mishama yemim rineis nolo chamim nachashi gofo. Dilo yitzchicha li vishule. Dileke li mikze Hashem yechate. So mishama yamachmir. And mishama I say, lechitmi vidizgobo vikotun. So you cannot be made saying tavsh, only ham, avoy tavsh. Why tavsh ma? The nichalei bishulei, the yosel achtun. In amen is kind of machshavtei, umer ze kimibash. So two mishayes Rashi, explaining bishama. Why bishama is saying that even more bikotum, so it's tavshu is osel. Tavshu is osel, only ham. Why? Because hamim, Tabshu is also the Michel Mishule. Now we are talking of this Bashel Kotzoch. So what kind of Michel Mishule is? The answer is, even by this Bashel Kotzoch, hey, there are two levels. There are certain things like water. So until it reaches boiling temperature, so then it's good that it should be heated more. But once water reaches boiling temperature, so then it's not good to leave it on the fire, so then it will evaporate completely. So chamin, so the water is mitzdamik l'ral. The moment it has reached the bishul kotzoche, so then if you eat it more, it's not good. But then let's say like chop. So even though it's in special kotzoche, but if you keep it longer time on the stove, so it's even better. That's mitzdamik. The more it is heated, the better it is. So the Meila Bishamai say that even by God we got it. So it's also to be made say it actually. Why? Because the Michel Mishole, even though it was Mispashu Kotzorche, but it's still Mistami Biyotale. So there is still Xere, according to Bishamai, Dilmozalachtuye. Even though it's Gorbi Kotum. Even though it's Gorbi Kotum. Now, but. And another loshin Rashi is because in Amen is kind of machshavte merzek in mevashi. So in other words, with the Rabbonon, it's merzek in mevashi. It's merzek in mevashi. Then according to Bisilel, it's muter. It's muter even. Yeah, according to Bisilel, so it is muter, even tavshil, if it's called mikot. Now, then, the Mishnah says, Bishamayim leitlin, avaloi marzili, ubisilayim limat marzili. Now, the Gemara points out that when do we say marzili, and marzili means a few Shabbos, so it's marzili, so that is only for yinichu makalika. In other words, if you took off the ticket, you took off the ticket from the glass, you took off the glass in order to pour water into a glass, and you did not put it on the karka, you see, karka doesn't mean the karka, let's say you didn't put it on the karka or on the counter, on the table and so on. So then, we are holding it in your hand, So according to Bisila, you're allowed to put it there. But if you put it on the kalka or on the table, so then it's Nisina Hadosha. Then it's more than Marzir. Then it's more than Marzir. Now, so that means that according to this, according to what Gemara says, there is no head there. If you take off, let's say, a part from the blech, and then you put it for a moment on the table or on the karka to put it back, only if you hold it in your hand. But the ilum is leading head there. We take off things Friday night, late Friday night, we take off things from the blech, and then we put it somewhere, and then Shabbos morning we put it again. So the only basis for that practice is the Shita of the Ran. But even though it seems that the other Rishonim do not agree with the Ran, but there are more pasuks like the Ran. The Ramo is Seinech on the Ran. The Ran says that when the Gemara says So that means if it wasn't standing the whole Minash Moshes on the blech, if it wasn't standing the whole Minash Moshes, but if, let's say, it wasn't standing, in other words, he took it off before Tzeisak Chovim Friday night. And he put it, and so if, let's say, he took it off the ticket, let's say, suppose he took off the ticket just before Shkia, and he kept it in his hand, so he's allowed to put it back. But if he took it off just before Shkia and he put it on the table, he's not allowed to put it back. But suppose before he made Shkia, so he put the ticket on the blech, and then the ticket was standing on the blech till, let's say, an hour and a half after Shkia, till Tzitzak Chol. So, and then he took it off and he put it on the table. So the Ran says, in such a case, he is allowed him to put it there. So when does the Gemara say that lo yishono yishaloi yichalot ha-mikarki? Avul yichalot ha-mikarki yizoseh leharzir. That is, if it wasn't standing on the kilo, on the kilo, on the stone, the whole Minash Moshes. So he took it off before it became Shabbos, or even after Shkia, but before it is a coming. So it's still something whether it is Shabbos. So that means that when the Shabbos began with the Svadai, the ticket was not standing on the kilo. Was not standing on the kilo. And he put it on the table, so then it's considered to be Sina Chadosha. Mashiach came, if it was standing till 2 hours after Shkia, on the stone, then he took it off and he put it on the table or on the car. Then he wants to put it back. The Ran says he can put it back because even as much as he took it off after Tzitzak Chovim, so when he puts it back, even though in the meantime it was already standing on the car, on the counter, on the table, so it's not considered in the Sina Chadosha. It's considered like a return. So if it is not put on the karka, even though he took it off before Shkia or before Tzitzak Chovim, but as long as he was holding it in his hand, it's not considered a Nisina Chadosha. But if he put it on the karka and it wasn't standing the whole Minash Moshes, so then it's considered a Nisina Chadosha. Nisina Chadosha is also Nisina Chadosha. But So why is it Osea? So we see the Chadosha is Osea, like Merzik and Mevasha. Like Merzik and Mevasha, we see that here we have two kinds of the Rabbonons. One Rabbonon is because of Zeyda Shem Yichat and Chole, and the other Rabbonon is because of Merzik and Mevasha. True, Rashi mentions it here in connection with Bishamai, but the same two Rabbonons we can find in connection with Bishil too. So it's Mishne Chadosha. But if it was standing, the whole Minash Moshes, on the blech, so then even though he took it off and put it on the karaka, when he puts it back, it's a return, it's a chazore, it's not a Nisina Chadosha. So it is mutter. That's even though most Rishonim do not agree with this kula of the Rambam, be kula, but the Rambam passes. Now, of course, the Rambam passes, so every Jew can be saying the Rambam. Alright. So the Marzirim b'Shabbes, So he says, Mishama Yemri Neitri Nava Loi Marzir. Loi Marzir and Mishabes, the Merzek and Mivash. Now again, that's the connection with Mishama. But there is no reason as to why the same longness that Rashi mentions in connection with Mishamai should apply to Bisila. But Rashi mentions that only Mishamai because Bisila say here of Marzili. But in the case of the Al-Nicham al-Gabikalake, so then it's also a Marzir, I call it the Bisila. So the term could be because it's Merzik and Mevashe. Because it's Merzik and Mevashe. So when is it Merzik and Mevashe? According to the Ran, if it is in the Sina Hadosh, but if it was standing on the stove, the whole Nashmoshes, so then it's a Chazore, it's not in the Sina Hadosh. If it's a Chazore, it's not Merzik and Mevashe. So when the Mishnah says, so it means, if he took it off, he's not allowed to put it back. In other words, if it's not going to be cotton, so then he's not allowed to put it back. But suppose you put the pot before Shabbos and you let it stay there until the time of the Shabbos meal. Then you take it off, then it's mutter even to leave it there on the stove without going to the cotton. Now one should not make the mistake and think that according to Hananiah there is no Isa Shia under any circumstances. That's not so. Hananiah is only Matia Shia in the case where it already reached partial vision. Machel ben Nesoyim. And Nesoyim was a gangster, a listening. So he had no time. He had no time, you know, to spend. And he was always in a hurry. So he never ate his foods completely cooked, but only partially cooked. So this gangster is the criterion for determining, according to Hananiah, when Shia is not there, when Shia is not with there. I mean, it's not that that the gangster is the criterion. But the reason is, why does a gangster, let's say, eat food that is partially cooked? Because a gangster is a human being like an old gangster. So maybe that means that many people, reasonable people, and a gangster is also a reasonable person, but he's a gangster, he's a listener. So many reasonable people are satisfied with the partially cooked food. So because of that, according to Hananiah, it is the criteria. So, but if it hasn't reached even partial vision, Chotzit Mishul, Shlish Mishul, then even Hanani is made that it's also a Mishul. So in other words, if it started to be Mivash, and it has not reached Chotzit Mishul, Shlish Mishul, then even Hanani is made that Shia is also. Now, suppose it didn't start to be Mivash altogether, then it's better. Then the Chayos. In other words, there Hayos a raw meat, so that you are allowed to be shea even according to Rabbon of Hanan. So that's even better. Why? Because the whole business why? Shea is also according to Rabbon of Hanan, even if it's in his Bashan Machad of the Soya, but when his Bashan of Tzorche. And according to Hanan, Shea is also when it's in his Bashan Kimachad of the Soya. In that for Israel, it's because of Mitzvah Shem Yichatim B'Choli. So that child, if it started, it's not completely wrong. So the Mele, without stirring the B'Choli, it will not be cooked for the meal. And with stirring the B'Choli, he will expedite the cooking. Masha'inkin, if it's completely wrong, then the Chayot said, what's up? They're completely wrong. So the stirring of the B'Choli a thousand times will not enable him to have the tap should cook completely before the Friday night Shabbos meal. So in Mele, there is no Xeire of Shem Yechad. Alright. So, Uman Echalani, the time Echalani, in the culture of the Machad of Yesoy, with the Mishitza of the Kiro, and the Mishitza of the Kiro, for the Dilmo Lishis, the goal we call to make. So in other words, so even though it's Igiya the Machad of Yesoy, But as long as it's lo nizbashel kol tzolchei, as long as it's not nizbashel kol tzolchei, so according to the Rabbanan of Hananya, shiur is us. Shiur is us. Shiur is us. V'oy dil mo lishis na. V'yigo v'kot umei, iloi lot. Now, I said, so in other words, if it's not Gom Mikotum, if it's not Gom Mikotum, so then it is Osir. Even though it's Igiya Lemachal Ben Vesoy. Then it's Osir. If it's not Gom Mikotum. If it's not Gom Mikotum. So suppose it's in special Kotzolchei. Suppose it's in special Kotzolchei. According to the Rabbonon of Hanani, if it's in special Kotzolchei, according to Hanani, so even if it's not in special Kotzolchei, just the Gia Lemachal Ben Vesoye, so it's Mutalishe, even though it's not Bokhe. That's how it's Hanani. But according to Rabbonon of Hanani, so if it's not in special Kotzolchei, it's not going to be Kotzolchei, it's certainly yourself. But suppose it is in special Kotzolchei. Then it's Mutal to leave it on the stove, even though it's not going to be Kotzolchei. Even though it's not going to be Kotzolchei, it's Mutal to be shared. Let's say, can you leave a pot that is completely cooked Friday without going to be Kotzolchei, without the blech on top of it? Are you allowed, according to Rabbon of Hananya? So, if it now, Nizbashel Kol Tzolchei, it also has two levels. There is one level of Nizbashel Kol Tzolchei and Mitzdamit V'Alei, let's say like water. So the moment it has reached boiling, so if you leave it longer on the fire, so it will not be good, so it will evaporate it. But, and then there is another level, Nizbashel Kol Tzolchei, like Tavshil. That is mitzvah to be offered. It already is mitzvah to be offered, but if you leave it longer, it will be even better. So that's mitzvah to be offered. So if it is according to Rabbanan of Hananya, so all the shenim agree that according to Rabbanan of Hananya, if it is mitzvah to be offered and mitzvah to be offered, so then according to Rabbanan of Hananya, it's still also the hashos. If it's any goal of being covered. There is a machlekes between Teitzes and Rashbo. Suppose it is Nizbashel Kol Tzolchei and Mitzdamit Liralo and the Nigor of being covered. So according to the Rashbo, even according to the Rabbonon of Hananya, it's Mudal Hashis and it's told that is any goal of being covered. If it is Nizbashel Kol Tzolchei and Mitzdamit Liralo and according to Teitzes, so according to Rabbanan of Hananya, it's also the Hashem's by any goal, by Kiro, any goal, by any goto, even if it's mitzamik v'ral. It's a big chiddush. So there is a machleket between Teitzves and Rashba. Now Teitzves, you see that from Zayin, in the Dibur at Machlet Zayin on Dalet, Yavu Mishloim El Harzat Nan. We're not going over the Teitzves, but Teitzves says they are. Do Rameya ve Rabbi Yude Asra ben Yogrufo afiru ve Mitzamit Viral. That's in the middle of the thesis that from Zayin the Ram Asra Yama Bishlim Laharshka. And also thesis reiterates the same thing that from Zayin on the base, the first thesis, Shkramin on Mitzamit Yoko Mimut. Pira Yigunitra is the Yatafim Tamim Kalim Aras Lashino, because she will be Koyitz Vir. Laftukem mit Rameya ve Rabbi Yude, the Asra Bishin Yogrufo afiru Lacham. This is Teisa Shite. So Teisa Shite is that according to Rabbanan of Hananya, so by any Koro, by any Koto, Shire is Osea. Not only by Mitzdamit Yotale, Mitzvashel Kol Tzolchei Mitzdamit Yotale, but even Mitzvashel Kol Tzolchei Mitzdamit Yotale. Mitzdamit Yotale. That's Teisa Shite. The Rashbo is Chayot. Rashbo is Chayot. Rashbo, in the beginning of Kirot, Achron Zayin, so he says, Mistabron, Israel Gadiyas, the Rabbi Yehuda Mashi, Afim Mishayim Egrufo, Lechamim Sheuchmu Kotzorcho, Bitavshir Shemishbashir Kotzorche, Hamitstamit Veralem. If it's Mistamit Yochlein, there is no machleket between Tesis and Rashbo. But the machleket between Tesis and Rashbo is in regard to Mishbashir Kotzorche, Mistamit Veralem. So according to Tesis, Bein Alim Rabbi Meir, Bein Alim Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Osea, Shie, and according to Rashbo, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter as Mistamit Veralem. Alright, now. So the Gemara says, Kiro she is equal because he doesn't marzino. Tapsh. Because the main thing we are here, as you claim, as you claim, who might marzino, we shall be able to have a tapsh, who be similar to have a tapsh. We shall be able to have a marzino. So it's already mentioned. Then again, the Mishnah mentions, we repeat it. We shall be able to have a marzino, we still have a marzino. Also, normally, so then there is a repetition. So you might say, well, I'm in the law, the house. And there is no repetition. The Hasul Mechzer, what? Kira Shizikua Bikashu Bikabi Be Marzir on Oleo Taps, Begev is a Beitim, Loyal Zerachi Yitle, Voyachi Yitle Zeif, Abu Bishay, Smashin, Abu Bishay Nikoru, Veinikot, Umay Mashin, so that we, Bishama Yim Limchama Bo Tapsir, so, according to Bishama, it's certainly Yosef, Ubizil Lame, Chami Mitapsh, So the Gemara has a bite. Anyway, whatever the pshat is in the Mishnah, what there is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Hanani. There is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Hanani. So according to Hanani, so she is muter. Even if it's not mishbashel kotzorchei, as long as it is partially cooked, higia l'machol b'nitzoye, chotzi bishul shlish bishul, according to the Rabbon of Hananye, so she is osea, where it is loy mishbashel kotzorchei. Whether, according to Rabbon of Hananye, she is osea, mishbashel kotzorchei, and mitzami b'ralei, and then there is a machleket between tesves, and the Raja. Now, how do we pass the Aloche? How do we pass the Aloche? So the Rif and the Rambam, they pass the like Rabbonon of Hanani. Teitzves pass things like Hanani. The Mechabea has two Rishayas. And then the Ramo is making like Hanani. But Mechabea himself has both Rishayas. Now, in regard to Teitzves, now let's see the Raja. Kotum, I lost the name of the whole. They eat them down, even keep. Three boys, we shall be ham. We suit on the Bahi, the little Marzil. Umay Marshall go to Kotum, Kiriman Lars, the Sam Putalish is in the ham, we shall be ham in touch with Missil. El Lam Lars at Nan, all I don't claim our cock of the Porsche. We shall be in the Marzil. Our cock at Tapsu Kaime, the shop of the Hammy, for Sulomoli, but on the lake shall go in touch. Leilem imeloch laharz of nine. Viu lishes. Abba kishinu gom shoy. Viha chazor et amloch liyaz ha shiitche le gom lishome. Lavde viha kli. U bishamay. Goy sir. Now, in regard to the kashi and ways by thesis, against Rashi. Rashi equates the Isa Shia of the Isashie, will the Isao have money to go to Mitzvah? So this is the Kashi, and all the Shem, they the Hamadi show the Hashi is a Shem in Kupo, but also Mitzvah. And then go, certainly is Mitzvah. So, and still Hamadi is Matir. So obviously, Shia does not involve Hatmone. Why? Because when it is Hatmone, when there is contact. But Shia, when you put something on the stove, so there is no contact. So the melee, there is no contact with the fire. There is no contact with the fire from all sides. So the melee, it doesn't involve any Shia of Hatmone. Well, it involves another Shia. Now, so, what would be the teretz on this kasha against Rashi? I mean, so this is a very strong kasha. Now, at the beginning of Bamatemi, Tesis mentions two days. Tesis mentions the fundamental machlokes in regard to the use of Hatmon. Now, the Mishnah of Hatmon, that's the first Mishnah, is that from Zion of the Beis. That Mishnah discusses Hatmon to Dover Abbeis. So all these items are items that are basic. So Tensei says, Pirish Arab Rabbeis, they are Pirish. Pirish Arab Rabbeis, the Shem Rabbi Shmuel. The Maile Biboshel. So that's why Tesis mentions that example of Boshel and Boshel. If Tesis had passed like Rabbonon, so then he would mention when his Bashel Kotzoche, when his Bashel Oyim, or Tesis could say his Bashel Kotzoche, because Tesis was for Tesis Shikil is, then according to Rabbonon, he didn't even buy the stomach for Ali. So Jesus. But Tesis happens to pass like Hananye, and according to Hananye, once it reached Machlokes and also a partial bishul. So she is muter, so when she was there only when it hasn't reached even partial bishul, that's boshul with boshul. So Pirish Arab Rabbeis Shem Rabbi Shmuel, the Rashbam, the Maimon with boshul with boshul. Abu Dere Chayse, Erov Dere, U Boshir, that's with boshul ke Machlokes and also. So Shalim, the very kind. Very near the Rabbi Tam. So that's why, so what's Rabbi Shbam Shite, which finish? Rashbam Shite is that there is a certain equation, not a complete equation, but to a certain extent, there is a certain similarity between the Yisa of Shie and the Yisa of Atmon. Of course, the Yisa Shie is not like Rashi. According to Tesis, it's two separate Yisur. But in one respect, they are similar, according to Rashbam. In other words, just as we got the Shia, so we say that in certain situations, Shia is not also, what are the situations? Let's say, according to Hanani, if it's Boshi, Kimachu ben Soe, or completely wrong, so there is no Isha Shia. So in Gabi Atmoni, we also have the same Aloha. Why? What Shaykh has? I mean, where the text says? Where the text says? Find it. Bishlim with the Gabish here, so it's a Gimon with Freshes. The Haid says it's good there, and Boshel Kimacho ben Soye, called the Chalani, is good there. But the Gabi Atmoni, the Gimon doesn't mention it. The answer is, why is Atmoni with Dover Hamis in that was? Even according to Rashi and Tesis, he has because Yatim Chavetz itself, why is that also a Shabbos? Mishum Gzeiro Shem Yichatim Chavetz. So, in final analysis, Gzeiro, money the dog makes it better than so say because of its Irish and you had to call it. And she why she push on the loin push. Why? Because of its Irish and you had to call it. So they are both Zeras, even though it's two separate historians, but they are both based upon the same time of Zeros and you had to call it. So just as we see, Ligabi, the Isa of Shia, that the Hachom won Genzi and Mishun. In connection with their Haizen and Boshil, so in connection with Hatmode, the Chachomim won Gezer. That's the Rashbam Shem. Then we are Ramitam. The Ramitam is Israel. The Yisro Lukum as is Bistam Dere Shem in Bishol and Rash Moshes. Then we still Meir as is in Mir as is in Kiro, the Meir and the Boshil to Machu Bar Soy. We need the Ramitam. She yeish the Chalek in Ashoyim Yatmode. The Vade Lahashis Mutter Kishu Machu Bar Soy. שנחיתו מיד מיירי, שערים גורי, ושאולים מיעביר, אבל מודה שאיסי מצליח מוכו, והוא מוטמן, יש לוחוש, שמו יחד, שמיד חיתו, מיירי ומיתו מתופי סכומי, וכוסו להתמין בכל טוב הרמי סיפרו, זה מה שמו יחדים ברמת, ויחד. יחד. So, רבי תמסל, כן, רבי תמסל, that this cloud, the Chayse Boshil, so that there is no Isa Shia, that has relevance to Shia, but has no relevance to Hakmon. Hakmon is also under all circumstances, in special Kotzolchi, under all circumstances. So we have here a machlekes between the Rashbam and Kavitam. According to Rashbam, so Hakmon is also Mutea in certain situations where it is Boshil. Where it is Bosh, according to the Kabbalah, Hakmoni is also under all circumstances. Hakmoni is also under all circumstances. Now, Rashi Shite can be explained in two ways. I'm not saying which one. I mean, we'll have to follow up the Shite of Rashi. But at the very outset, it seems that Rashi Shite can be explained in two ways. Either according to the Shita of the Rashbam or according to the Shita of Rabbeinu. Now, if Rashi agrees with the Rashbam, then Rashi says that Shita is also because of basic Hebel, because Rashi holds, he agrees with the Rashbam that it has the same glory. That does not mean that the Rashbam has to agree with Rashi, but we could say that Rashi agrees with the Rashbam. In other words, the just as Shia is only Oseh under certain circumstances, and under certain other circumstances. It's not Oseh. Let's take the Rechais, it's not Oseh. So, or Nisbashel is not Oseh. So, here too, Zachmoneto is not Osea, Bidir Haise, or Nisbashet Machabun Tresoye, according to Hanani, according to Rabbanon, so according to Rashbam, so it would be totally the same glory. Wherever Shia is Osea, Atmon is Osea, whether Shia is Mutea, so Atmon is Mutea. Now let's say, suppose, according to Rabbanon of Hanani, now, is Atmone Muter, Bidobo, Shemispashel Kotzorhei, and Mistabil Yopre, certainly Osa. Because all the Mishenim agree, even the Rashbo, that the Kodin Rabbanu Hananye, so even Mispashel Kotzorhei, but Mistabil Yopre, so Vainiko Vikotu, so she is Osa. Vainiko Vikotu. So Atmone is Osa. But, now the question is, according to the Rashbam, is she Osa? I mean, is Atmone Osa? By Nisbashel, according to Rabbanu of Hananye, by Nisbashel, by Nisbashel Kotzolchei, and Mitzvah Yibrale. So then the answer would be, it all depends whether the Rashbam agrees with Teisa Shite, or the Rashbam agrees with the Rashbam Shite. But one thing we see that the Rashbam, according to Rashbam, so ever Shite is Mutea, Hatmon is Mutea. Where Shia is Osea, Hatmon is Osea. So maybe it could be that that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam. Mimele Rashi says that the Tam as to why she is Oseh is because of Macy Feva. So then the Kashi of Faces is, but Hananye is Matya Shie, even though it's Macy Feva, so in a Hanami. So because Hananye is not Dezea in the case where it's Igia, because why is Dover Hatmoni Dover Amazi Pebel Oseh? Because Zeire or I shall Yakim Remitz, but Yakim Remitz itself is Oseh because of Chitin Yecholim. So according to Hananya, as long as he has attained partial Bishul and Mikdas Niyodom are already satisfied with that kind of Bishul, we don't have to be afraid of Chitin Yecholim. So Mele, true, it's Mil Mesi Pebel. But according to Hananya, so even though it's Mesi Pebel, it's not Oseh. According to Hananya, if we say that Rashi agrees in the sheet of the Rashbam, so Hatmoni Midover Amei, according to Rashbam, Hatmoni Midover Amei Sifevel is not Oseh if it reached the Bishul Kibachal Berusa. So that's one tense, and this is Kashi against Rashi. And then, if we say that Rashi agrees with the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that Hatmoni is Oseh under all circumstances, so then it's possible to say that when Rashi equates the Isa Shir with the Isa Hatmoni Bidoro Hamis Bebel, Rashi says that only Alimid the Rabbonon of Hanani. Rashi says that Alimid the Rabbonon of Hanani. So in other words, so then Rashi says that you need to make a holy mission to Mesa Bebel. In other words, according to Rashi the Gemara, that this Mishnah called to the Rabbonon of Hanani. When the Mishnah says Loyite, it means Loyish. So according now, if we say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Tam, so according to Rabbi Tam, Hatmoni Midover Rabbeinu Hevel is Oseh under all circumstances. Hatmoni Midover definitely is Oseh under all circumstances. The Rechayse Ami has nothing to do with the Gdorim, the Klorim of Shia. So Rashi says, So Shia, according to Rabbeinu Hananya, it comes within the Yisrael of Hatmoni Midover Amei Sifevel. And then we'll have to say that Rashi agrees with Tesis, that according to Rabbeinu Hananya, so Shia is Oseh, Vayei Gomu, Vayei Kotum, even if it's Mizbashel Kotzorchem, it's Tamifrale, not in the Shita of the Rashbo. So in the Mele, there is no kashe of thesis. Void Hananya shown the Hashi Sat Mishin and Kufo. So it's a raya that according to Hananya, so the Isa of Kaini Gov, of Shia, Nini Gov, has nothing to do with Hatmoni Midover Amei Sifevel. Because Hananya is not there. So in the Hananya, Rashi says it only a little Rabbonon of Hananya. Mashenikin according to Hananya, who is Matir Shia, whenever it reached the partial bishul, even by the Gov of Enikotum. So obviously Hananya holds but Hananya agrees that Boshul Beloy Boshul, if it hasn't reached partial bishul, then Shia is Oseh. Then Shia is Oseh. So in other words, according to Hananya, Shia is a special Isa. According to Rashi. So in other words, it could be that according to Rashi, and that point is the machleket between Rabbonon and Hananya. In other words, according to Rabbonon of Hananya, they say that she is also under all circumstances, so and that money is also under all circumstances. According to Rabbi Tam Shite, so Mimele, Rashi says that according to Rabbonon, Shia and that money the time half, and that money does not mean that there is full contact between the Gdeire and the Dovo Shemitah. So the reason is why we are allowed, so according to Rabbeinu Hanani, the reason is why we are allowed to be matmi by a kiro, to be Shia in kiro that is called Mikotu, because it's not Mesif Hevel. Mashenik according to Hananya, so Hananya is Matir Shia, when it's Giali Macho, when we saw it, but that money is also there. It could be Hananya too. So Hananya holds that there are two separate Isurim. And at that point is the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Hananya. The Rabbanan. Now, where the Rashi Shite is, like the Rashbam, or Rashi Shite is Rabbanan, that we'll see. But Tesis, Kashi against Rashi can be explained in both ways. Now, I would like to give a short share here today. So I don't want to have any recess. And even though it might seem a little difficult for you, I mean to not have recess, but if it is a little difficult for you to listen to the show without any recess, so it is certainly a little difficult for me. So if I'm going to do it, so you should also be aware of it.
Shir Pei Zayin and Shabbos. Hey Tamos, Hey Tov Shir Lam and Zayin, June 21st, 1977, and Tuesday.
Now we left off Daf Lamed Zayin, Omed Aleph by Toshma. 11th line from the top. By Toshma. Now Gemara in Abaye, whether the pshat in lo yitein means lo yachzir, but she is muter, and the Mishnah calls with Chananya, or the pshat in lo yitein means lo yishin, and the Mishnah calls with Rabbanon Chananya. Alright. So the Gemara says, Tosh, Yom Arab Chalde, Yom Arab Chome Bagu, Yom Arab, Lo Yishon, when does the Mishnah say that it's muter? El al gab, aval lisei chos, lisei choitzos. So he amr mishlein el harzer pnan, but she is muter. Hayne dishone ben teichol al gab. Now there is. So let's see the Rashi. How Rashi explains. Lo yishonu shar yuse de basnis ne al gab. The lo nofish havu kol hay am tabot stove. Abu teicho inside stove the kiro isos. So he amr bishleim laharzatnam avoli shisis ashim afilu shein kufo kidmchat machsir lechasure v'rab chalbe tzoden the pshat in rab chalbe when he says l'teicho osea so that is al asha yuseh l'ishemiz al shein l'kufa kor. This is how Rashi explains. So, Boteitzves explains it very simply. So, Bishleim lehar yam, Bishleim lehar zepnam, Haino dishon bin teichol al gabo. So, in other words, so in respect to Chazore, there can be a difference between teichol and al gabo. So, in other words, that if it is Goro Bikotum, so then Al Gabo it's Muter to be Marzia, but Seicho it's Osea, even though it's Goro Bikotum. This is how Tesis explains it. But Rashi explains it, Iam Mishlim al Harzat Nana, but Mishis Mashim, Afil Mishayim Rufo. So then, when Reb Chelpe says, Abel Seicho Osea, so Reb Chelpe is reference to Eino Rufo. Ligabe Shir. So it's not words. So Loishonu Al Gabe. So then we say Lishis is Mashi Al Gabe. Even though it's not Kufo. But Teicho, so even Shir is Osea. Even Shir is Osea. Any go of anybody. This is how Rashi explains. The Rav Chelpe shall use it Lishis. Al she'ein o grupo, koi. Hayne dishone ben teicho al gab. Dichimashe liseicho, dishene grupo matmin mamish beremes. So that is us. Now so from this Rashi it appears, that atmone, alibi de Hanani, who says the chia is muter, if the tapshir has reached the level of Machel ben Drusoye, so only Shia is Mutar, but Atmone is also. Now, you remember last time I said, in respect to Tesis Kasha, and Rashi's memory in the Mishnah, that the reasons why Shia is Osea is because of Atmone. So Rashi equates the Yisar of Shia with the Yisar of Atmone. So Tesis Kashi was, how can Rashi equate Shia with Atmone, but Hananye is only Matir Shia being Rufo, but Atmone is certainly Asers. So in order to answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi, I said we can explain Rashi in two ways. Because we see that at the beginning of Bametini, so Tesis mentions in Machlike between the Rashbam and Rav Netan. So the Rashbam Shite is that the Yisar of Atmone Bidova Shemesi Petra, that is also in Erev Shabbos, only applies to something, like according to Hananye, it only applies to something that Loi Gia Lemachal Ben Rusoye. But if it's a Gia Lemachal Ben Rusoye, then Hatmone Bidova Shemesi Petra is Mutter Erev Shabbos. And according to Rabbanu of Hananye, so it only applies to something that will mizbash al tzorchei. But if it's mizbash al tzorchei, so then it is mutter. It is mutter. But that's the Rashbam shit. And then the Rabbatam shit is that Atmone b'dover Rabbeisi Pebel is also under all circumstances. So I said, we can answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi. How can Rashi equate Shia with Atmone b'dover Rabbeisi Pebel? But according to Hananye, so Shia is mutter, kishigir l'machum ben Drusoye. So we can answer it in two ways. Either by saying that Rashi agrees with Rashbam shit. So in Mele, there is no Kashi. So Tesis Kashi is not a strong Kashi against Rashi, because in Hananye, according to Hananye, so Hatmone, Rashi will agree with the Rashbam. According to Hananye, Hatmone b'dover Rabbeisi Pebel is also muter. Is if Kigil Machum ben Drusoye. So what's the Kashi? That's one way of answering the Kashi. And then another way of answering Tesis Kashi against Rashi was by saying just the other way, that Rashi agrees with Rabban Tamshite. That insofar as that money is concerned, that what means of heaven is concerned, so it's also under all circumstances. Under all circumstances, even though it's mizbashel kol tzorchei, it's still also. There's the shita of Rav Netan. So the melee, if we say that Rashi shita is like Rav Netan, then we have to say that Rashi says here, actually, even if I call him Shem Meisei Pebel, the time for Mishnah and Ferik and Riel, Shem Echad Yicholim, that Rashi only says, I'll be the Rabbon of Hanani, that she is Osea, even if it's Idiya, Kimachol Ben Resoi. And according to Teisves, so according to Rabbon of Hanani, so she is Osea, even if it's Mizbashel Kol Tzolchei, and even if it's Mitzvah Mikderale. There is a machleki between Teisves and the Rajvah. But according to Teisves, that from Zayin with Aleph and from Zayin with Beis, so according to Rabbon of Hananye, so she is Osea, not only Yal Machl Ben Rusoye, but even if it's Bashal Kol Tzorchei, and even if it's Mitztameik, Virale, the Rajvah says, that according to Rabbon of Hananye, she is Osea, only if it's Loin is Bashal Kol Tzorchei, or it's Bashal Kol Tzorchei, Mitztameik Yofere, but if it's Bashal Kol Tzorchei, Mitztameik, Virale, then she is Mutter, even while living the Rabbon of Hananye. But if she is, that she is Osea, under all circumstances. So, in Mele, if we say that Rashi agrees with Rav Netan, if Rashi agrees with Rav Netan, so then we can say that Rashi here in the Mishneh has reference only to the Rabbonu of Hananye, who say that she is Osea, even under all circumstances, and that Mone contra Rav Netan is also Osea under all circumstances. So then, Shia is equated with the Isra Atmone. Mashiach, according to Hananye, that Shia is Muter, Kirsch Knigge, aber machen wir das so. Uwe sagt, man, ich bin doch mal ein bisschen Family, so sehr lieben, weil das Maschel von Zorchen. So, ich wollte doch an Anni Rasche und Gemeinde, der dich zu separate ist, sorry. True, they are both based upon the same Zere, auf Schemel, ich hatte mich holen, but it's two separate Zeres. Und wir kommen doch an Anni, so, Hakmone has no shaykes to the case of Shia al-Gabi Akiro. Why? Because for the same reason that the other Rishayim say, that Hakmone is only shaykh when the Dova HaNitman, the Gdere, is in full contact with the Dova Sheboi Nitman. Masha'inkin, if there is Avya Mavsik between the Dova HaNitman, the Gdere, and the Dova in which it is dominant, if Avram is Mavsik, then there is no Isser of Atmone. But, so where the Avram is not Mavsik, then Atmone, Bidovam is heavenly, is Osea, under all circumstances. But, when there is the Avram Mavsik, so then there is no Isser of Atmone, but there is another Isser of Shia. So according, so that other Isser of Shia, according to Hananiah, doesn't apply to a case where it's a gil machna b'soy. So one second. So we explained, so I mentioned that it's possible to explain the Rashi in two ways. Now, and I said, we'll see, what pshat we have to say in Rashi. As we go over the Gemara, so we'll see what pshat we have to say in Rashi. Now, let's see, now the Shulte HaGebeir underneath, he says in so many words that according to Rashi, so the Yisrael of Shia is equated with the Yisrael of Atmone according to everybody, according to Hanani, according to Rabbonon. So in other words, so according to what the Shulchan Kibayim says, then we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rashbam. Otherwise, we cannot equate the Yisrael of Shia with the Yisrael of Atmone with the Rashi. All right. Now the question arises. So if we are going to explain Rashi that way, so this Rashi is difficult. Rashi says, "Haynu bishon b'mitei chol al-gab, v'chima shol iseicho, v'shei nigrufo, mat mimamesh b'remez." Now, here we are referring to Hanani, because the Gemara is saying, "He amud bishon l'harzatman." Who is that? Hanani, if l'harzatman. So then the Mishnah called to Hanani. So then, and if we say that Rashi says that if Malum Lechananye, that the Issa Shia is equated with the Issa of Atmone, and he agrees with Rashbam Shite, so that means Atmone too is Mutah, Atmone itself is Mutah, according to Hananye, Kishindir Macha Ben Duxoye. So why does he say, Hayu Vishonu Ben Teichal Al Dago, Vichimashu Viseicho Nishen Egrufo, Matmu Mamish Bechemet, so what? Even Matmone itself, according to Rashbam, is Mutah, Alubi Lechananye, Alubi Lechananye, if you give a machel ben duksoy, if you give a machel ben duksoy. So we have to say, so we don't have to refute the Shulchan Agibeirim's pshat in Rashi. But it's possible that even according to the Rashbam, that Atmone b'dover ha-meisif hevel is oseh, that even according to Rashbam, that Atmone b'dover ha-meisif hevel is only oseh, kishelo yigia l'machel ben duksoy. But if you hear a machon and soye, so according to Hananye, Hatmone bidover amisi fever is mutea, that's only if the Hatmone is not mamish beremetz. But it's in something else that is mamish fever. But remetz is mochom. Because the Gemara says, why would Chachomim gezer, according to Rashi's verse, why would Chachomim gezer, Hatmone yidn erev Shabbos, bidover amisi fever, zeh roshem yadn beremetz. So the Gemara says, Kashe, so the Gemara says, "Zeh Oshem Yichad Bichol." So that means that the Gzeire of Bidov Ramesif Hevel, not Remetz Mamish, not Gicholim, is in two steps. It's like Gzeire, but here the Chachomim are Gzeire. So he doesn't come. So it's not considered all to be Gzeire for whatever reason. But the Gzeire Bidov Ramesif Hevel on Friday, not Remetz Mamesh, is in two steps. First of all, we are getting Hashem Yatman Hemet, and the Yatman of Hemet itself is also Erev Shabbos because of Shem Yatman Chol. So that means that in other Dobra Mesi Febel, other than Hemet, than the Chol, so there it's in two steps, let's say, right? Whereas the Yisra Atmone in Remetz itself, the Xeira is only in one step. So Mimele, then we can say that Rashi means in the Rashbam. But where does the Rashbam say that according to Hanani, so Atmone in the Rabbisi Hevel is Mutea, if it's not Remetz Mamesh? But so there the Xeira is in two steps, it's like Xeira and Xeira. But the Chachomim were Machmir. So the Chachomim were not Machmir and made the Xeira in two steps, Xeira and Xeira, if it's a Gil and Machmir and the Soy. Because after all, everybody has to agree that the likelihood of Chitu Gecholi, once it is Gil and Machmir and the Soy, is less, the likelihood of Chitu Gecholi is less when it's Igiya L'machal Ben Nesoyeh, then in the case where it's not Igiya L'machal Ben Nesoyeh. So, Mimele, according to the Rashbam, vis-a-vis Dov Rabbi Sifevel, other than Remetz, where the Gzeire is really Gzeire in two steps, so according to Hananiah, it's not Osea, if Igiya L'machal Ben Nesoyeh. Masheikei, vis-a-vis Remetz itself, where the Gzeire is one step, it's not Gzeire, so there, Hananiah will be made that it's also even if he deal machu b'nosoy. So Mimele, it's no kashi from this kashi. Anyway, so Rashi says, Hayi lishone b'yseichel al davu, v'chimash l'yseichel, v'shei b'kufo, matni mamish b'chemet. Elo yamet. Lishistan, mal yseichel mal yal gabo, Rashi. Elo yamet lishistan. Da'apil lishis boi kufo. The kim the group for Bedeemu, Nesli Liseicho, Maliseicho, Malal Kabo. So Rashi explains the Gemara, Yamu Mishlaim Malahazat Nam, and Lishe is Mutamim Reiniko. So Al Kabo Osea has reference to the case of Shie Vainiko. But if we say Lishe is Nam, so even Lishe is Osea, even Al Kabo Lishe is Osea, Einiko. So mainly when Rav Chelpe says that Al Kabo Teicho is Osea, So he has reference to a case of Grufo. Kim di Grufo Beideimu Nesli Liseicho. Mali Seicho, Mali Al Gabo. So what's the difference? If it's Grufo, so then it should be Mutea. So it should be Mutea even Liseicho. This is Gemara's Kach. Eliam was not my sick about Gabo. Me Sabras Toba, Ishikoy, a Savikoy. Silly, we must Marzili, Yamarab Helbe, O Marab Homibaguye, O Marab, Loishon, Elo Al Gab, Abo Tejos, so, a Savikoy. So now, what is the Gemara saying in the Tereks? That the Pshat al-Teichoseh has reference to Chazor. So Chazor is Oseh, only the Tzeligom. But if Goruf, it's Muta. But Teicho, so even if it's Goruf, it's Oseh. אבל זה בכל דאיר בחזור, עבורי שלי שסו, ובין תיכו ובין גבו שם. Now let's see the thesis, how the thesis is explained. So first learn this thesis, יעמו משלים על הרזות, and then we learn that thesis. יעמו משלים על הרזות נען, היינו שונים יסיך לא גב, פירש בקונטרס משום גיל הרזות נען, אבל לי שישמה שנפילו גאי מגופו, לא חשונים בין תיכו, דאבל מעט ממש בחדת. ועל גב, וקושי, לא, ולרח דלחנני אפילו תיך או משהו אפילו בין הגוף דעות נען ולא יחור על גבי גחור אלא עד שיקמו פונאו הוקומו פונאו שור אף על גב גחור ביסי אוי so yes, this is very strong cash. How can we say that so to be shlein לארזת נהיים ראשון עם נסיך על גבו. So, אי ונקודינג to the רבון המבחנני. אי ונקודינג to רבון המבחנני. That, who say, that she is, who says that she is muter, if it's a gil and machel ben resoye, if it's a gil machel ben resoye, so that's only al gab, but heicho, that's remetz mamish, so it is also, so this is the kashi, but even according to Hananye, and that according to Hananye, so even teicho she is muter. Voraye dot nam vilo ichove al gabi techoli. Elo ad she yitchu poneo hokomu poneo shore. Avo gab techore there it's hemetz mamish. So Hananya says in so many words you can put a piece of meat under the holy erev Shabbos. Some of the chasheicho if it is igia limachol ben rosoye igia. Oh, you can put it pass if it already formed the cross. So you see, that's like Machel ben Rusoye. So Hananya says in so many words that even Teicho and the Holy Mamish, so we mashi afilu b'nikufo dot nam v'lichore al gabi b'choli elo ad she yitchemu poneo hokomu poneo shore afo gab d'chore b'seferi. So that seems to be a very strong kashi, but if we'll understand the Psach Rambam, and will have an answer on the kashe that is raised against the Rambam, will be able to answer the kashe of Teis raised against Rashi. Now, I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes l'shem how we pass, whether we pass from like Hananye or we pass from like Rabbonos. So the Rif and the Rambam, they pass from like Rabbonos Hananye. The Chie is osea, even if it's a gear l'machol ben Rusoy. A gear l'machol ben Rusoy. So this is how the Rif and the Rambam pass. Only thing is, whereas according to Tesis, Rabbon of Hananye hold that she is Osea, even if it's Bashel Kol Soche, and Mitzdamei Kviralei, so the Rambam Shite is like the Rajma, that Rabbon of Hananye Asa Shie only by Loi Mitzbashel Kol Soche, or by Mitzbashel Kol Soche, Mitzdamei Kviralei, but by Mitzbashel Kol Soche, Mitzdamei Kviralei, so even according to Rabbon of Hananye, she is Muta. But the Rambam, the Rebbe and the Rambam passed in like the Rabbanon of Hananya. So that was she is also even Igi Alimachal Ben Drusoy. Ben Drusoy. Rashi and Teisves passed like Hananya. That if Igi Alimachal Ben Drusoy is she is Mutea. The Mechaber has to be Shemes and the Ramo is Mekil like Hananya. So the Kashi is raised against the Rambam. Now, the Rambam passed and said, you're not allowed to be Mashi Itapshi. Al Gabi Kiyo. That is not going to be caught. Even if it's Igiya, Kimachu Ben Rusoye, that if the Rambam passed like that. But he passed means that you are allowed to put some L'chasheicho, a piece of meat, Al Gabi Bechori, if it is Igiya, Kimachu Ben Rusoye. So there is, L'gabi Tzli, he passed means like Hanani. So then here he says, there is no kashi. Why was the Rambam passing that way, even though he passed us like a bon of Hananya? Because that's a istamishne at the end of the first period. So the Mishne that few testament way says, Enesni boso botzeu beitzo elo kishiyotilum bidyeim enesni pasin tamim hasheichu lechol gabi cholim elo kishiyitchu paneum bidyeim vichamo, so what did it mean yotilum bidyeim? Omer Reb Lezer, Omer Rav, Kish, Yitzilun Bidyeim, Kimachal Ben Rizoye. So it's a Stomen Emish. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, Hananya Yimeir Kol Shul, Kimachal Ben Rizoye, Muta La Hashem Yisir Al Gavim Kiro, V'Avar Kishim Kufo Ketumo. So there are the Sheinim who say that the Pshat in this Gemara, when the Gemara says, V'chamo, Omer Reb Lezer, Omer Rav, Yitzilun Bidyeim, Kimachal Ben Rizoye, is that this Mishnah itself that you take the cords with Hananya. Not to the Rabbanon. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Gemara doesn't say that this Mishneh can only accord with Hananya, not with the Rabbanon. This is a Stam Mishneh. And the Gemara explains it Stam. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Hananya, Yimei, Kol Shul, Kimachu, Ben Rusoye, Mutal Hashem, Yisrael, Rabbi Kirov, Va'afal Gav, Shem, Kofu, Kofu. So at that point, Rigabi Tapshir, there is a machleki between Hanayin and Rabbanon. But Rigabi Tzli, so it's muter even Tzli of Boso or Pas. So it is muter even according to the Rabbanon of Hanayin. Why? So the Rabbi Miri explains it. ואף על פי שדלי הפוסקים כוסרו בכרור כדי שיקרו פנאו ובצלי כדי שיגיע למחו בלבסויה וזו בא לחנניה so how can we pass in here like רבון חנניה זו אין זו סתיר עליהם כמו שחושבו המער שהוואי שהפס והצלי מי שהגיע לשיעור זה לא יובאו לידי חיתו שאם יחתה יובאו לידי חירוך הויו ונחיצה בנוי שבניהם אבל די רואי נמקים so that means the Rif holds the Rif, the Rambam holds there is a distinction between Pas and Tzli on one end and Tapshir on the other Tapshir is Medeir but Tzli, I mean, is open, it's exposed and Pas also so Memele, even though Pas is also in a baking pan but Pas and Tzli So, if it is Igiya Lemachal Ben Drusoye, if it is Igiya Lemachal Ben Drusoye, so then, if you stir the Gecholim too much, it will become singed. So then it's very likely it will become singed. It will become too burned. Masha'im came by Tavshil, there is no risk that it will become singed as a result of the Gecholim. So remember, when are the Rabbonim Chishish and the Adelia? Shem Yichad Gecholim Gabi Tavshir? Because Gabi Tavshir, Chitu Gecholim could not be a detriment to him. Because it's very unlikely that as a result of handling the Gecholim, stirring the Gecholim, too much, so the tafshir becomes singed. After all, the tafshir is in the Deira and it's mafsik, so it will not become singed as a result of Chit Licholim. Masha'im came Gabi Tzli and Gabi Pas, so then as a result of Chit Licholim, it might be singed, it might burn. So even the Rabbonon of Hananya are not Gezei Hashem Lichad Licholim. This is how the Miri explains the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam. So Mele, we can answer the Kashi of Taisvis against Rashi. What is the Kashi of Taisvis against Rashi? So how can Rashi say that Bitzeicho, so even according to Hananye, so it should be also because it's Remes Mamish, so even, but we see that Hananye is Mati, and Remes Mamish, Tzli, Vidyon, Lachman, Tzoyen, Paz, if it formed the cross, the answer is, over there is Matiya, because there is less of Yechshoshe Shem Yechadim Kecholim, because he doesn't want, once it is Gil Machben Resoye, then Chitim Kecholim might be detrimental to him, it might bring about the singeing of the boss of Botzeil, and the Paz. Masha'inkin in the Tapshil that is Nedero, so the Chitim Kecholim is not likely to bring about the singeing of the Tavshir, so they are, even Hananye will be made there, that it is Osea, even though it's a Gila Machu Bukhusa. Then he says, Uvilavoche, Emri, the Bechinam Doch HaKrash in the Forish Ke, the Iker Meima, why did he explain it this way? In other words, the Iyam Rebishlein Lahazatman, Lahazatman, but Shie is Mutari Menigoru, so that's only Al Gabo Teichanah. No, we can explain it simply that the Gemara has reference to Goruf, not to Sheini Goruf. So, Nikol Mima Shapir, Haile Dishonelon bin Teichol Al Gabo, Noho Dishor El Harza Bikrufo, Uvash, Uvimo Dishor El Harza Bikrufo, Uvasho Yedavke Lui Michal Il Chalik, Avu Barzor El Michal Shapir Il Chalik, Kidi Mucham Maidim Shane, Misad Vesavei Shikoy, Asini Koy, so Rashi also has to admit that according to Maskona of the Gemara, there is a mochumre in Tzeichot and Al-Gabo vis-a-vis Chazore, because there's the terrors of the Gemara. So in other words, even though Chazore, we still say, is muta by Gorv Kotu, so only Chazore Al-Gabo is muta by Gorv Kotu, but Chazore, Biseicho, is also in by Gorv Kotu. Now, koshes, heichet boyer l'meimah, Liebe der Rab, die Masnissen Harse, im Kein, Asi Masnissen Hanani, wie Rab, die Leute Hanani, die Ho Hanani, Schore bin mit Stamme Kriofele, der Hanani Schore bin mit Stamme Kriofele, der Ho die Gnall in Zeo in Bosso, Ubeizo, Stutum Jem, Asi Hanani, Ubeizo, Abrino, Kamo, bin mit Stamme Kriofele, in Stamme Kriofele, wie Rab, Bosso, Kamo, mit Stamme Kriofele, יש לאימא, דגלאבוך, ליסובה לרב, תצטט איזה שיר. דגלאבוך, ליסובה לרב, כשום תנא. דורמי, אבי רבי יהודה אסרה, בין מקרופו, אבו מסתמק ורעולה. סוהים רבי יהודה, הוא יזמור מי. סו, רבי יהודה, אני בדי רבון, לבחנניה, אסרס, איבן, אישיה, איבן, בין נסבא של כל צורכי, אני מסתמק ורעולה. Wir haben schon mit Stammel gerade. Aber für welche Gruppe? Die Begruppe der Asche von Schima Meire, die Osser auf dem Joffele. Wei, die Rab, Rabs Memre, der mit Stammel Joffele ist Osser, am Münze der Rabirchene. Der Eire, wenn ich Gruppe war, noch mit Beiz. Der Eire, der Rab kam mit Rabirchen, der Eire, wenn ich Gruppe, wir können Rabirchen, ich schaue mit Kamon, kam mit Tapfel, schon ein bisschen kurz zurückgehen. Wei, die Gruppe, aber nur ein bisschen kurz zurückgehen, Osser, aber Asche von Tannis aber auch. So, wie Meile, we have to say that Rav does not agree even with Rabbon of Chanani. So then the question arises, Monefshech, if Rav doesn't agree even with Rabbon of Chanani, how can Rav? So Rav is chilek on everybody. So the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo is chilek on Tisvis. And the Chiddush HaRashbo says, the Chiddush HaRashbo says that Rabbon of Chanani Almeide that she is muter by his Bashal Kotzorch and Stamik Virale. And even though Teisves was mitayik from the Braise that we'll soon learn, because Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Bishama Yimrim, Chamim Avoli Tavshir, Bishil Yimrim, Chamim Vei Tavshir. And this has reference, so Teisves mitayik, because this, here, Rabbi Yehuda has reference to Gorul Mikotum. And they say by Gorul Mikotum, so it's mutter to be Masher, Chamim Vei Tavshir. So the implication is that by any Gorul Mikotum, so neither Tavshir nor Chamim is mutter Ashes. That's this is the Yuk. But the Rashbo says no. So here, the Rabbi Yehuda says by Gorul Mikotum, so it's mutter Ashes, Chamim, and even Tavshir. Masherikim by any Gorul Mikotum. By any kotum, so then, by any goru, by any kotum, so tafshir is also ashes. But chamim, even by any goru, by any kotum, is the Rashbo says there is no diuk from that gemara. Because here the Yehuda is referring to goru mikotum. So mimele, he says, chamim vei tafshir. Mashrik came by any goru, by any kotum, so then it's not chamim vei tafshir. Then it's only chamim. But tafshir not thesis is midayik. Mashenki ba'ini goruf, so neither chamim nor tafshir. So, but the Rashbo is not midayik that way. So the Rashbo is chilek on thesis, and he says because according to thesis, so that means that Rav and Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so are neither like Hananya nor like Rabban. So because of that, he's chilek on thesis, and then he says. Ivre Ateizves, Rechimimea, the Rav Tane Upolik. So in other words, so Teizves Shite is that Rav Tane Upolik. Rav Tane Upolik. But according to the Rabbon of Hananye, so Shire is Oseh, by any goal, by any koto, even by his Bashel Kotzoche, and even by his Bashel Kotzoche, and it's Tamek Vera. Shire is Oseh. All right.